No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we got some of the most up and coming talent out of Los Angeles in a very, very long time. We got the Baby Stone Gorillas in the building.
Yes, sir.
I know what the fuck going on.
Ganging and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Am I invited to the gender reveal? That's one thing I want to know.
Yes, sir.
For real? Because my kid's 1 year birthday is coming up soon, too. And if you want to get the invite, just let me know because I can throw you on the RSVP list.
Yeah, sure. It's on there. Yeah, Baby Stone Gorillas in there.
How are you going to feel if it's a girl?
Shit. I can't feel no type of way, but I'm expecting a boy.
I mean, having a daughter is great. Like, yeah. people tell me it's easier. You know, the boy's like more aggressive and shit. But I don't know. You feel like you might have, I don't know, more in common, more that you could do together if it's a boy?
Yeah, something like that. A girl, just gonna be a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Surely.
I feel you. Maybe we should go around the table and have everybody introduce themselves just to sort of get that out of the way. You want to start right here?
Yeah. Baby Stone Gorilla, B4K.
Top 5, Baby Stone Gorillas.
He kill off the block, Baby Stone Gorilla.
Five Much, BSZ.
Okay, and so I guess an important question for us to get out the way is just kind of like how you guys know each other from early on. Like when did, because at a certain point you guys were all just doing songs together before you decided to take on the group name, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about how you guys know each other. Like from what age?
This like, this is my family right here. I knew him since fifth grade. We knew him since he was 13, 12. And shit, we all knew each other. We all grew up in the same area. They grew up on the east side for a little bit. They connected, and then that's when shit, we all just met right there on 79th, and then shit just took off.
And, what was it like growing up around where you guys are from? I guess that's kind of like a critical question. Like, what was the environment like that you guys sort of grew up in?
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, shit, it was crazy, but you feel me? I love the life I live, I'm saying. So.
You guys are all from Baldwin Village or just like that area, generally speaking?
We all from the jungle.
You guys know about the Jim Gilliam Recreation Center?
Yeah, that's where we grew up at.
For real?
That's where, like, you feel me, where it all happened
that's
at.
That's right there on the chain, JGP.
That's where, yeah, Park Money Boys. Is where, that's Park.
Because, okay, so that baseball diamond right there is like a super famous BMX and skate spot with those green ledges all around it. You've probably seen people there your whole life, right?
Yeah.
And we used to always be out there, and I didn't really, this is like before I was doing No Jumper, just riding bikes and stuff. I'm cool. And like people used to always tell us, like certain people would just be like, yo, you know, this is the jungles, right? Like, this is one of the craziest areas in LA. And like, you guys are really just out here riding bikes. Like, you know, something could happen, but you know, we never had any issues or whatever, but that's like, it's kind of,
yeah, because people always talking on what they don't know,
right? What people think is more like, trouble than,
yeah, then like, you feel me, what we go bother innocent people for,
right?
Feel me, you must be doing something wrong if we fucking with you,
right?
You feel me, but any other case, we ain't fucking with nobody. We just go about our day, they go about theirs. We ain't bullying people. We ain't running around doing crazy shit.
Right.
Shit crazy, but during those circumstances. You feel me? But we ain't on all that. We chilling.
Do you see like a bunch of like skaters and they got cameras and shit?
They,
that doesn't
they be
stand
in the back.
Out to you as like, oh, I don't want them in my neighborhood?
Nah, they be in the back. Skateboarding. Right. They skateboard. We chill. Gangbang. They skateboard. They do their thing. It's everybody at the park doing their thing. People that jog. It's people that walk their dogs. It's people that skateboard. It's people that they do everything.
Just walking through the park occasionally, you know.
We can't stop them from walking through the park. How we go stop them from walking through? That's their regular thing, just like we doing our regular thing.
Right. Do you kind of like remember being a young kid and when you realized that where you were from had a real reputation in Los Angeles as being one of the craziest places?
Hell yeah, since I was born.
Since you were born, that was just kind of something that would always be repeated, or you just understood that?
Yeah, just, I'm not going to say it's going to be repeated because some people don't grow up in it. I just grew up in it. So I just seen it, you feel me? I just know, you know, it goes on.
Definitely. Were you guys rapping when you were real young?
He was. Tell him.
Y'all are high as fuck already. Go crazy, yeah. Let's talk about that, man. Like the history of you guys, like even just rapping at all before you came together. Let's get a little bit of context to that.
I was doing beats and stuff in jail. Yeah, I was doing beats. Like they had like computers, like laptops to do work. And I used to get on GarageBand, do beats, and then we like, fuck it, we gonna rap on them. And I made some, and we was like, we used to like sing songs and shit. Feel me? It's like just something to do in camp because niggas be bored and shit. Yeah, but then we end up, he ended up like telling me like let's get in the studio. And then, so shit, we put the money together. We went to go to Red Rooms. Yeah. Shout out Red Rooms and shit. We went there, shit made our first hit. The homies was feeling it, the set was feeling it on Peace Town. Like it went crazy. Like it was like the feeling, like the vibe of the song. Like everybody like, damn, like we could really do something with this shit.
Right.
100 nights on everything.
It was them too.
And then that's when P4 and Top 5 came in. Like shit, we about to hop on some shit too. We started going back to back, dropping songs on SoundCloud.
So you didn't really have anybody who helped like usher you in or like teach you how to make a song or kind of guide you in the right direction?
Hell no.
Hell no. We just thought
we'd hop in the studio and that'd be a song. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we just basically like had the picture.
Yeah, we had it. Yeah.
Like, we seen people do, we go on YouTube, we watch people rap. We just, that's how they do it. Fuck it. Let's go try it. Feel me? We just watched how they did it, and then we went to go do it.
When you were kids, though, was there anybody on a local level that you were looking at as in, this is somebody who made it out my section so I could do it like them?
Yeah, the homies. Like, you feel me? It's like Infant and Chucks, like they was rapping, you feel me? They got some shit that really touched our soul, you feel me? That really, like, you feel me, got to us, like, you feel me? That, like, they doing it, you feel me? You feel me? They basically, like, you feel me? For me, threw in this direction, like, you feel me? Even, like, gave us a reason to try, you feel me? But we ain't never thought about it, like, you feel me? We ain't never, like, say we was gonna rap or grow up to be like, I'm gonna be a rapper or I'm gonna be rapping, you feel me?
Right.
We just tried it. So we don't like really got a story behind it.
Right. Once you started like showing some talent and stuff though, did you start to feel like, you know, older dudes in your area and shit, like they start kind of coming in and giving you advice and start trying to guide y'all in the right direction?
Yeah. Like not even older dudes, like our boys, like you feel me? Our boys, like that's where all started from, like our homies.
Right.
Like the people we be with every day. Like, we ain't never, like, rapped in front of them or nothing. Like, we just came to them one day, hey, listen to this. Played it. They're like, oh, yeah, that shit slap.
Right.
And then we just, like, fuck it. We just go. I posted a song. I posted STL Captain J-Hots. But we wasn't even going to make that song because we was rapping to Detroit Folk. Like, we been rapping, like 2 months before we made STL Captain J-Hots. We was rapping to, like, Detroit Flow.
Right. Those are the beats that you were getting on at that time?
Yeah, at the time. So that's where we was on SoundCloud.
Right.
You feel me? So this before we went YouTube, before we made our first song, STL Caps. So I go in the studio, I tell these, because mind you, like we said, we been watching it. I'm like, you feel me? We from LA, you feel me?
Right.
It's me, P4, Farmlitch. I'm like, let's try this beat. It was Treyway Land of the Crims beat, but I didn't know that. Cause it was a YouTube beat.
Oh, okay.
So he like, you feel me? I don't think we should do that beat. You feel me? I didn't know. You feel me? Cause I'm not a rapper. You feel me?
Right.
So I'm like, fuck it, let's just do it. I feel it. Like, you feel me? I feel like I ain't gonna say like this. I ain't say like, oh, this go get us to where it got us. But I'm like, it's gonna put us in the game or something. Like, it's go do something. Like, you feel me? That's when he like, go spit that shit. It was them two. They're like, go in there and spit that shit.
Definitely.
Boom. I go spit that shit. Like, oh. Hell yeah. We fucking with that shit. Hey, P4, like, I got some P4 juice. Like, hell yeah. Boom, he spit that shit.
If you were to have to describe what the role of each person in the group is, or, like, how you would describe what each person brings to the group, can we get that opinion? Because, like, I feel like y'all all are pretty, like, consistent. Like, it's not like there's, like, one person who's clearly, like, blowing everybody else out of the water, like in some rap groups, you know. I feel like you guys are all kind of on the same level, but how would you describe, like, personality wise or style wise, who fits what role?
Shit, like, he killer, we already know. Hype man.
Yeah, party pooper, hell yeah. Any,
you're the energy guy? Yeah, energy guy. I seen that, yep.
Yeah.
He turned us up all the way. Far much, something different. This nigga crazy.
He just
come with nothing but
feel me?
Gas.
Feel me?
It's he like, go in and go straight gas. Nothing yeah. but he talking brazy and active shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just say what I could.
Yeah, are you the one that they kind of have to like hold back a little bit, or like anybody ever ask you to change your bars? They might be a little too disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. That really happened?
So hell yeah.
Him too.
Who's the voice of reason?
We had to change some of his verses and his verses. They going becoming, too brazy.
We all come to like an agreement. You know what I'm saying?
It's I did
like...
a song with this one dude. He not from out here though. I did a song with him. You know, I go crazy. I'm gonna talk my shit. Don't say that. Lose half of my fan base. You feel me? So I just switched it up. It was something else.
Yeah, because I mean, y'all like real, like you could tell, especially when you hear a lot of your early shit, that like you guys were not concerned at all about disrespecting yeah. anybody else or that's whatever. Just, that you were just us. Really being how yeah, you actually just, are yeah, on, yeah, the, like, on the block. Yeah,
me too. Like, I'm raw. I'm not going to duck it. I'm not going to not say nothing for nobody. If you don't like it, you don't like it. If you like it, you like it.
That's like, we ain't like not saying nothing behind like no politics. It's just because people want real music. Mm. You feel me?
We ain't like, yeah, we ain't coming to politics.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just what it is.
Yeah, because if you think about it, like Chicago's pretty much got some of the biggest rappers and shit.
That's
and
what,
and
that's
they are the least shy about putting the politics of whatever the fuck is going on.
That's the same
on.
Shit we doing, but it's just
yeah.
L.A.
Mm.
Yeah. They saying GDK, BDK. Mm. We saying CK.
Right.
Same shit.
But it's weird because like the difference between Chicago and LA though is that LA gangbanging is hella old in comparison to Chicago. Like there's a lot of OGs, there's a lot of like people who are kind of like more there, like trying to keep the peace, and they don't want to, or at least like saying that, like there's always for like a young up and coming rapper in LA, there's usually somebody to tell them like don't say this in your music, you know? But that's what I think appeals to a lot of people. You guys are so raw that like it ain't even like a filter. Like there's no industry connection yet.
Yeah. That's just what it is.
Do you think that's gonna change?
I
don't know, in
we got
time?
Some industry shit. People.
Yeah, we got shit that's different. Shit. Yeah, but that's the thing. That,
love that raw shit, mate.
That's really? Mind you, we tried to rap regular when we first started rapping. Mm. It did not work.
Really?
I came to the studio and said, let's make this shit. We made this shit. We was raw. We dissed. They loved it. Then we made Baby Stone Gorilla. Nigga, we went even crazier. It went even crazier. So this why we have so to do crazy. All that? Baby why Stone we Gorilla have to diss so to get all y'all attention?
Mm.
Why we got to do all that?
But does it feel like the
but
kind of thing
we ain't tripping
because
we already got
time?
All that? Huh?
Does it feel like the kind of thing that might go away in time? Like you might at a certain point, like the same, all right, everybody always got guns in their videos when they start out rapping, and then usually within like a couple years or whatever, they kind of stop because they'll get a legal situation and they're trying to be brand friendly or whatever. Like, you know, a lot of people early in their career might be saying certain things and then they kind of clean it up down the road.
Shit, that's like, shit.
He's trying to wrap
plan.
His head around
that's
it.
The plan.
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. Because, oh, okay. You know, you got to expand. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get international, so you don't want to just be talking all that crazy, you know?
Shit, we already got some shit that's not gangbanging, though.
Because that shit will blow you up on a local level, but on, like, a big mainstream level, nobody gives a shit about who the fucking neighborhood you got a problem with, you know?
You see what you're really going through or something like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Something different. So, yeah.
Right. But that's one thing I like about you guys too, though, is that you all talk about like really making real money and like wanting to actually do something important, which is really good. A lot of people don't even have, they want to be hood famous, but they don't have a fucking idea of like what they really want to accomplish in the long term.
It's because, like, you feel me, you basically got like cheat codes.
Mm.
You see everybody do it. Right. Not saying like right the way, but nigga, everybody make mistakes, right?
Mm. Definitely. All right, I have a lot of questions written down that I'm not even getting into at all right now. Oh, man, one thing I wanted to ask about is, what was it like having YG pull up on you guys? That was pretty crazy to see. That says a lot about how high everybody's expectations are for you guys in the city right now.
Yeah.
How'd that happen? Like, who made the connection?
Shit,
Shit, it just happened. He told us to come.
Yeah, yeah.
We came.
Happened. Yeah, happened. He had us up to
told us to come. We came out. And shit. We just came out.
Where did you shoot it? That was a music video, or
that was a music video. Okay. We didn't do no verses, but they just told us to pop out.
We just entered the back of the lowrider.
Pop out for
a little hottie in between us.
Right. Sure. What was it like though? Was that kind of eye opening and crazy for you to see that and realize like this is the life of a motherfucker who really made it? Like this shit is pretty ball.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
look crazy. Like a Spider-Man camera car driving down the street. Crazy, bro. Crazy.
It was crazy. We don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Because it just happened.
It's kind of like brand new. I even seen you guys coming out at that big show, Big Sag concert. And I was like, I could see the energy in you guys. I was like, man, they're actually like, this is all kind of new for them. Sure. They're really loving this and appreciating all this energy.
Hell yeah. That shit crazy.
Yeah.
Every day is something new.
We ain't never thought every day like something new. We ain't never thought we'd be in this position. Yeah. Mm. Like, even though, like, we went to the mic to go rap that shit, we ain't never thought, like, damn, nigga, we right here on No Jumper.
Right.
Ain't never think that shit.
Oh, you seen this shit before?
Yeah.
Yeah, we seen this shit before.
You still watch your shit on YouTube.
For real?
Hell yeah.
What's the one that pops in your head? Like, oh, I remember that interview. I thought that shit was hard as fuck back in the day.
Who was it? I know I seen what's his name on this shit, for sure.
AZ Psych was just on the other day. He had expos back in the day though.
Yeah.
You watch interviews of people you don't like too?
Be sad.
Do you watch interviews of artists or like rappers that you don't get along with too? Like, are you like curious what the fuck's going on with them, even though you might never actually talk to them?
Nah, not really. Yeah, we ain't say we don't watch him. We watch, but it's not like we too curious. Not like, oh yeah, let me see what he. Nah, hell nah.
I got a theory that like people who got enemies watch their enemies' interviews way before they watch their actual friends' interviews.
I don't know about that.
I have some intelligence that suggests that, but maybe not everybody, but some people for sure. Yeah, like. Who do you feel like is like the motivation behind the group? Like who's the one who's actually like pushing for more all the time? Like if you really had to identify one person as being like the one who's kind of sailing the ship per se.
I say top five.
Okay.
That's that five, man.
He's like, I don't want this responsibility.
You know, crazy. But I say we all play a part though. You know, so I ain't gonna just say it's one person. You know what I'm saying?
We all push each other.
Yeah, we all come to, you know what I'm saying? When it's that time, we all come to one circle. It's not like we gonna all like, you know what I'm saying? Because we all go to one circle. We gonna listen to everybody, what everybody gotta say.
Yeah, we all.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I feel like you bring a little bit of the adult energy too, though.
A little bit, but I mean, we all, yeah, a little bit, but we all gotta come to, because we don't want to just single, you know what I'm saying? Single everybody out type shit.
Right. Because
we all group, you know what I'm saying? It's Baby Stone Gorillas.
Yeah, we all push each other. We in the studio, like, nigga.
We all in the booth. Yeah, like,
we in the booth,
like all at one time. Nigga.
How often you guys been recording lately now that it's starting to actually get popping?
It's been
some days we go like back to back.
Yeah.
Like some days lately.
Just going non-stop back to back sessions.
Yeah, type shit. Like it'd be like a 4-hour session this day, or then like a 8 the next day type shit, or something like that, like on some crazy shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you guys actually like working hard that whole time, or does the party element kind of pop up as well?
Niggas be working. Work. He used to be working so hard, nigga. Mine feel like it's about to explode. Sure.
You don't got no girls in there?
Shit, you ain't got. We ain't got time. You be working.
That's your inspiration right there, man.
We don't be trying to party.
That should be nigga head be spinning off all the lyrics,
time.
Nigga.
Yeah,
trying
I
to put.
I ain't got time. I already got be in the we booth trying to write and all that. So
you ever try spitting a verse right after you got some top?
Nah.
You only gonna be thinking about rapping.
You're not thinking about nothing else.
It's just pure rapping.
Lately, as soon as we've been going to the studio, we all gotta write. So we on like work time. Cause we ain't been having time to just sit back and just write.
Right.
Thought about that shit.
So niggas just been, as soon as we go to the studio, we gotta start writing. Or niggas we gotta punch in.
He got some top in the studio. I'm fine.
No comment.
Niggas ain't got time.
Right, 100%.
Top of the right to the mirror.
All right, so what was going on in the video where I saw you beating the dog shit out of somebody?
Shit. Oh, man.
Was that a put on? Was that like, it seemed like it was a friendly fade, but a little too aggressive to be really friendly.
Shit. No comment. I ain't gonna speak on that. You feel me? Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're cool with the person in that video, though? The...
Yeah, he all right.
he for sure all
right. Right. Definitely. Who would you say was, like, actually really that you guys saw as inspiration on to that you could do it, like, early on? Like, who were you looking at in terms of the city or outside of the city that you were like, that person is really killing it, and I feel like we could be dope as them?
Lil Durk.
Mm. He's an inspiration.
Be rapping for a long ass time.
I know, that's crazy actually. He's been rapping for a long ass time and he's just like reaching his heights now. Cause he was supposed to be just, you know, street rapper right on. Like in the beginning, you know, nobody thought he was gonna get this fucking big.
Yeah.
But he's what I'm saying, we still going through this shit. Like this shit is just all, everything's still new to us.
Mm.
Everything we do is new. Something new every day.
Definitely.
We were just talking about that, how he was just in the back of, like, he was in the back of L.A. Capone in the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was in the back, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And now, like, y'all crazy and shit, like, just crazy. Yeah. Y'all in the front, you know what I'm saying? Like, millions of fans and all that type of crazy shit.
Mm. I asked in this one group chat that I'm in, I go, hey, who Baby Stone Gorillas got beef with, like, based on where they're from? And they said, everybody. Then they specified, they said, well, actually, not them and not them and not them, but, like, you know, a lot. True or false? You guys got a lot of issues.
Yeah, but we ain't worried about them niggas, man. Mm.
Yeah.
But
does it feel weird to know that that's, like, the stereotype about y'all? Is that you guys...
Because I don't know what they feeling that way for. Be wrong, so they must be doing something wrong,
right?
Or they feel like they should.
Do you feel like you're gonna have to, like, get along with people a little bit more, like, now that you're really starting to get in the music game and stuff? Like, at a certain point, you can't just be, like, you know, pushing issues with everybody that you run into that you're supposed to have issues with, right? Uh-huh. You're like, I don't know, maybe I can.
Everybody, I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say, like. I ain't gonna say gotta be cool with motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Like, but then just depends, really. I say that. Like, I ain't gonna just say, like, we just full flat. Yeah, it's like, it's not every it's, time, it's not just.
Oh, no. Like, you feel me? We don't know because, like we said, she's still
been
new.
Those situations.
Shit just, like, happening, so we still.
Definitely. Are you guys planning on getting set up properly on streaming services and shit? Because when I went on Apple Music, it's not like a straight account that has all the music, right?
Nah.
It's like posting on YouTube, really.
We'll get on
all the platforms.
Right. Yeah. What are the conversations like about signing right now? Like, are you dealing with a lot of that?
Yeah, we can say we dealing with a lot of that.
Yeah. The label's got to be calling, right?
Yeah, they calling.
Yeah. But we just taking our time.
Are you excited about that in some way? Like, people used to be excited to sign the labels. Now they're like, meh.
We ain't never had nobody. Mind you, we've been trying to figure it out this whole time.
Yeah.
Right.
So, nigga, now they call it. Fuck. You feel me? Chilling.
I mean, the question is just like, if you got that life-changing amount of money, what you would actually change, you know, like what would really change in your life? You think about that much? I mean, you guys talk about how you're trying to get to them M's, but I mean, what would you actually do? You know,
change the world.
That's how it's gonna feel. Shit. Sure. That's how it's gonna feel. Shit, to us,
right?
For sure.
So. Have you guys all done jail time, or is it's just you got, like, the most jail bars, I feel like?
Oh, I just got out to Brownie.
How long were you in there, and for what?
Shit. I ain't gonna speak on that, but shit. Yeah, I was in there for like a shit, probably like a week or two.
Okay. How was that?
It was still.
You're popping in the county, I'm assuming?
Shit, yeah. We was on their ass, but yeah.
Only been to camp, I ain't been in no county.
Yeah, it was my first time in the county.
You feel like it's kind of like it's like going to Vegas. Like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Like you can't really like come out of there and just start telling stories right away. Is that bad
whooping
taste?
Ass.
What they talking about?
You seem like you like to fight.
Yeah, I love the bleeding. You feel me? But yeah, hell yeah though. You got some crazy little shit going on.
Right.
Crazy lifestyle.
That's not a bad memory to you, though. That's like, you know, we were having fun out there.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, it's good to have the best attitude you can about anything. Like, you know, some people would be upset about getting locked up, but I mean,
hell yeah, I hate you.
Good spot to also just practice beating the fuck out of people, right?
Yeah.
That's the bright side. That's the silver lining on the cloud.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. How did you guys end up connecting with Travis Scott? That kind of blew everybody's mind. The YG thing wasn't that surprising, I guess, in comparison to the Travis connection.
That just happened.
It just happened.
He just tapped in.
No, he ain't tap in with us. His boy showed him to us. Show us to him.
Right.
And they told us to come through.
He seen us or whatever. He was like, y'all the niggas off YouTube.
For real?
Like, yeah. He the nigga off YouTube. He famous.
Hell yeah, we telling him he the nigga.
Right.
This nigga.
But so what did you guys actually end up doing together?
Shit, we was just chilling.
You just linked up and hung out?
Yeah, type shit like that.
Well, they just showed us. Shows. They showed us the shit they work in progress and how that shit really get.
Yeah.
It was just talking to us and tell it. Like that. Boy, it was just talking
crazy.
To us.
Yeah, I mean, he made quite a lot out of music for sure. He's definitely a crazy inspiration. How many times you guys seen Training Day?
10,000 times.
That's just required.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, a large part of it was filmed where they're from.
Back to back. I ain't gonna lie.
This nigga said,
back.
Yeah. My that shit ain't required.
Like, what you talking
about? Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Shit, that's my shit, bro. I watch that shit back to back.
Even though it's an old ass movie?
Hell yeah. It's real shit, though. That's why I'm like, I watch that shit back to back. Tell you, like, every part. Shit, crazy. Hell yeah.
It says a lot about that movie that he's basically playing like the worst person on earth. Like he's a crooked cop piece of shit who's like killing people and doing all this fucked up shit. But you still love him because his character is just so good.
Shout out to my nigga Denzel.
Right.
Shout out to my nigga Denzel. Nah, but.
There's some weird parts in that though where like you can tell that like when they're filming him driving that like it doesn't actually make any sense like. He's like driving around that fucking lake in Echo Park, and like you can tell that he's driving in two different directions. And I'm like, this makes no sense. The continuity is all fucked up right here. I don't know. That's just me though. I just seen it for the first time. People were on my ass because I had never seen it.
What?
I know. I'm old as fuck.
Oh, man.
I'm not really that good with the movies. I apologize.
Yeah, that's legendary, man. Nah, you got to see that.
You still got to see it. Shit.
I don't know a lot of the movies by the name. If I see it, though, I'll be like, oh, I
see that. Damn, that movie probably gonna live forever. If that shit just now touching you, it's probably touching somebody the same age as you somewhere else.
Yeah. You ever think about that? Shoot a music video, people might still be watching it in 10, 20 years. Really, like, documenting an era in time. Like, music and content like that is really fucking important when you really think about it.
That's the goal.
How did you guys connect with RJ? I seen you got a video coming out with him.
Shit, my boy Kev, shit. One night we was just bigging it with my boy Kev, and then my boy Kev took me to the studio or whatever that with him. Shit, and then we did a song or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Shit, I just met him through the army.
Oh, that's what's up. He's kind of a legend. Shout out RJ. You've been around for a long time, you've been killing it forever. All right, so what do you guys got planned? Like, what are the big hopes and dreams coming from here? Like, what you guys got planned?
Shit.
A lot of dreams, you know what I'm saying? I can't speak for, you know what I'm saying, everybody, but.
But it's like
we all got the same ambition, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as like the same goal to reach. So it's we got a lot of dreams though. So I don't.
It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit in need to say.
Billionaires. How long until you guys are gonna drop like a full official project?
Next year.
Next year? That's the plan? You're gonna just keep doing videos for the time being? Nice. Is there anybody you guys would want to do music with that really stands out? That would be like just ultimate achievement.
What you think?
Shit, it's a lot of niggas. Feel me if you really think about it. Anybody we could really, whoever want to fuck with us. You want to be technical. We could say we want to rap with this person, but.
Yeah, put it out there into the universe, you know? Maybe it'll happen. Shit. All right.
Shit.
Okay. So, you guys got anybody you want to thank? Anybody you want to shout out? Anything that you want to put out there into the world before we wrap this?
Shit. Shout out my nigga Big Sad.
Yeah, shout out my nigga Big Sad.
Just appreciate everybody too.
Why you got so much love for Big Sad? How did that connection become so strong?
That was nigga. We used to that shit. I can't speak on everybody, but shit, man. I've been around my homies. They know I used to listen to them like every day, every one of his songs. And now we working with them. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Shit, crazy.
For sure, I used to listen to his music too.
That's fire. Respect. Shout out Big Sad.
Appreciate everybody.
Shout out, shit, everybody who fuck with us.
Shit show.
Everybody who fuck with us.
Everybody.
Shout out everybody who fuck with us.
Appreciate you for even having us right here. This shit crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, shout out my nigga Adam 22 though.
Hell yeah. Shout out Adam, no jumper.
I'm trying to pull this up to the crazy. Block, man. Come on.
Pull up, man.
Pull up
to the block. Let's go. Fuck with us one time.
Man, worry.
You gotta come
pull up
fuck
to the block.
We're gonna go to Jim Gilliam.
Yeah,
that's where we
get balled up and shit real quick.
Yeah, you
know
the ball.
You know how to play basketball? I don't know.
Nah, it's not good. Nah. I need a trainer. I gotta get. I don't know. Kyrie Irving, he need a job right now. Maybe give me my trainer.
We need Uncle Drew back.
Yeah,
sure.
All right, appreciate you guys for real.
Always, bro.
Appreciate you.
Good looking, man.
Baby Stone Gorillas, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Patreon, all that shit. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.